Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. This past Holy Week, as I was once again reading through the account of Jesus' Passion in the Gospel according to St. John, I was struck by a couple of themes that I'm not really sure I fully appreciated before. The two themes that dominate John's account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection are kingship and new creation. Pilate, as he began his interrogation of the prisoner Jesus, asked him plainly in John 18:33, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus responds by saying that his kingdom is not of this world. "So you are a king," Pilate retorts. And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king." Unsatisfied by this conversation, Pilate goes back to the crowd in order to set Jesus free. At Passover, he would release one prisoner to them, and he seeks to set Jesus, the King of the Jews, free. But instead, they cry for Barabbas, and he is forced to set Barabbas free. Exasperated, Pilate has Jesus scourged, and chapter 19 begins with the soldiers mocking Jesus, putting a crown of thorns on him and dressing him in a fancy robe, striking him and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" John chapter 19, verses 1 through 3. In verse 5, Pilate presents Jesus to the crowd wearing the purple robe and the crown of thorns. And the religious leaders demand his crucifixion because he has made himself the Son of God, verse 8. For us, this title seems very innocuous. But for a first century Roman, the title Son of God was packed with political meaning. For it was Caesar who had declared himself to be the Son of God. No wonder Pilate was even more afraid. In fact, the Jewish religious leaders employed fear tactics to intimidate Pilate when they announced, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." Verse 12. Again, in exasperation and desperation, Pilate declares, "Behold your king!" And shortly afterwards asks, "Should I crucify your king?" Verses 14 and 15. In a deeply ironic response, the leaders announce, "We have no king but Caesar." Seeing no alternative, Pilate sends Jesus to his death. But on a placard above his head, he had this message inscribed, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Verse 19. Despite the protest of the religious leaders, Pilate refused to modify this proclamation. John would not have us miss the fact that Jesus is truly king. Through means of repetition, he wants us to see that Jesus' being lifted up on the cross constitutes his enthronement and the beginning of his reign as king. And King Jesus was now implementing his new kingdom, a new kingdom brought about by his death and his resurrection, a kingdom of new creation where sin, evil, and death have been defeated. It is around this point that the symbolism shifts from kingship to new creation. For John, Jesus is crucified on a Friday, the sixth day. And John alone notes that Jesus, at his death, cries out, "It is finished." And this reminds us of God's declaration in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, that he had finished the work he had done on the sixth day. And on the seventh day, God rested from his work. And on the seventh day, Jesus was laid to rest in his tomb. Jesus' resurrection takes place on the first day of the week, the new day, the new creation. His resurrection takes place in a garden, the same place that our fall into sin occurred. In fact, Mary Magdalene mistakes him for the gardener. Oh, how right she was! In Genesis, God sought Adam after the fall into sin by calling out his name. Here, Mary's eyes are opened to recognize the resurrected Jesus when he speaks her name. John also wants us to see Jesus as the one who ushers in God's new creation through his death and his resurrection. Jesus is the new Adam, and he has taken away the curse of sin and death, and he has brought life and new birth to humanity. John would have us realize that we are living in a new age, the age of resurrection, where we are new creations in Christ. Jesus, our King, albeit a King like no other, a King who suffers and dies in our place, enthroned on a cross, is also the resurrected Lord who has ushered in his new kingdom of new creation in his resurrection, a new kingdom in which sin and death and evil have no dominion because they have been defeated, a new creation in which we can once again live in fellowship with God our Father and Creator. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, who was silent when men nailed you to the cross, who by pain did triumph over pain, pour out your Holy Spirit, we ask you, on your servants when they suffer, that in their quietness and courage you may triumph again, who lives and reigns in the glory of the eternal Trinity, world without end. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.